Coming to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas, and recorded live, Science News is on the air right now.
This is the promise of tomorrow, where people and industry keep up with the business of emerging and nanotechnologies. The fields covered in this series of programs will include energy, defense, aerospace, medicine, semiconductors, and more. For the next hour, Colonel Mason will introduce his experts, and you'll be on the cutting edge of the promise of tomorrow.
All right, welcome back. So glad to have you back with us again as we explore the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation, all of it right here on the Science News Radio Network. Those of you listening on radio, remember, you can also hear us commercial-free online at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Very exciting show for us today. We've got Tim O'Connor stopping by. He is the chairman of this year's MetroCon. That's the science symposium that's going on in Arlington, Texas, every year. I think this is the 26th year, I think it is, for MetroCon. So you're going to get a chance to visit with Tim. And then a really big treat for today in the second half, Kathy Leslie. She's the executive director of Engineers Without Borders. We caught up with her in Boulder, Colorado. They're a major sponsor of this year's Global Humanitarian Technology Conference that IEEE puts on every year. This year it's going to be in San Jose, California, at the San Jose Garden Airport. And Kathy's just a fascinating person. I've always wanted to know about Engineers Without Borders, and this is our chance, finally, to be able to find out, you know, in depth a little bit about Engineers Without Borders. All right. And, of course, we're going to visit the Den of Strangers, like we usually do, get some more wisdom from somebody a lot of us never heard of. We're going to visit our fountain of useless information we have here on the set in the second half of the program. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. But right now, let's dial up our very first guest, Tim O'Connor. What do you say?
Stand by.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Tim O'Connor?
Tim O'Connor speaking. Colonel Mason.
Yeah, you guessed it, Tim. I understand that you've got a few minutes, and we can talk about the MetroCon and what's going on with it. Now, you're chairman, and you have been chairman for quite a little bit, I understand, the past several years with MetroCon. What can we expect this year? And this is really a conference for engineers, I think, mainly, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, MetroCon is a technical conference. It's primarily geared toward technical professionals, primarily engineers, and then there's also college students that are aspiring to be engineers that are also invited and participate in the conference. And this year, just like last year, we've expanded it. We have 34 speakers. We have 5 tracks. And those tracks include deploying and developing secure systems, emerging technologies, cutting-edge technologies. We also have systems and software, power and energy systems. Biomedical technologies are our tracks. We have a plenary session which starts at 7:30 in the morning. And we'll have a plenary keynote address. And on our luncheon time, we will have a keynote speaker as well. Last year, we had a professor from the University of Texas in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And our keynote address was done by Stephen O'Brien. He is the Vice President of Business Development at Lockheed Martin. And Lockheed Martin is one of our gold sponsors as terms of financial backing. They are the ones that typically over the years have provided the majority of the finances. Last year we had also BAE Systems participated, Tektronix, Agilent Technologies, Devicix. We also had some local academic university as sponsors as well in the area, University of North Texas, Texas Christian University, University of Texas in Arlington, And we also had Rhoda Sparks was one of our sponsors, and for our post-reception luncheon, not luncheon, but post-reception at the end of the conference,
mm-hmm.
was the first time we held it last year, and we're going to repeat it again this year. Our sponsor was Merrill Lynch, downtown Fort Worth. Sponsored it, and they have agreed to sponsor the post reception again this year. And last year we had almost 400 attendees. This year we're expecting 500 plus attendees for this conference. We will have an exhibit area. It will take place at the Arlington Convention Center again. Previously we used to have it at the Arlington Sheraton Hotel, but we kind of outgrown it over the last couple of years, and now we have made residence at the Arlington Convention Center, and we will have an expanded exhibit area this year where we can include more exhibitors and more sponsors. And we also going to have repeat this year a student poster contest where we give prizes at the undergraduate level and first and second place, and at the graduate level student poster contest there are monetary prizes as well. So last year we had more students participate than we ever had in the previous years. We anticipate 20% growth to 25% growth in the student areas this year, and 25% growth in the professional participation this year. And as far as sponsorship, we anticipate 15% growth this year for sponsorship. So there are plenty of slots available in the speaking area for track speakers. And there also room for sponsors that want to get on board this year with us. We'll be glad to have them come aboard and be a sponsor if they have not sponsored or been part of the Metricon experience before. We centrally located in the Arlington area to try to capture the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex,
yeah.
The Fort Worth, Arlington, Grand Prairie, and Dallas. However,
sense.
We do have speakers come from all across the United States, and I'm sure it'll be the same case this year, but we've had speakers from across the United States in the professional industry area as well as the academic arena. So we look for a grand time this year with our 2013 Metricon. This will be our 26th year, and last year we celebrated
wow.
our 25th anniversary, our silver anniversary.
Wow.
And everybody that came had a grand time, and there was a lot of information that was disseminated from the very different tracks. Six tracks, five speakers per track. We start at 8:30 in the morning, and we typically end our track sessions about 5, and we have a post-reception that takes place from 5:30 to approximately 7:30 p.m. after the conference. So,
and Tim, that's fascinating information. Now, of this 500 people that show up, and you mentioned that many are students, but quite frankly, with the major sponsor being Lockheed Martin, most are engineers, I think, from Lockheed, aren't they? Is that mainly who attends the conference?
Yes, Lockheed last year, attendance-wise, we had 193 engineers from Lockheed that attended the conference. And Lockheed also provided a exhibit last year that was a big hit, and we were trying to get Lockheed to bring it back. It was the F-35 exhibit, the
yeah.
Lightning II.
Yeah.
Their fifth generation of fighter aircraft that is one of the largest contracts that Lockheed has or has been in the aviation industry.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's three different variants of that aircraft, and it's supposed to provide aircraft protection and defenses for the three major services, the Marines, the Navy, and, of course, the Air Force. So we're excited about Lockheed coming back again, being a gold sponsor, repeating, and also we are trying to get them to bring back the popular F-35 exhibit that they had demonstrated and shown at last year's conference.
All right, but any engineer could register and attend, or are you keeping this mainly to invitation only? I mean, who else are you looking? Would you like to attract to attend this conference? Because these exhibits sounds like something that a lot of different people in the aeronautics field could find interesting.
Yes, we would love to have, and we've extended this year invitation for other aviation industry, of course, Lockheed to be there, BAE Systems, but we've also extended out to Sikorsky mm-hmm. and Bear Helicopter. They are locally in the area,
yeah.
And some of the other industries like your Raytheons and National Instruments, we definitely extend invitations to them or anybody in the, doesn't necessarily have to be in aviation, but anybody that's in the professional industry. We welcome the telecom community, the wireless community. There's something to be gained by any engineers and any of the professions, not necessarily aviation or aerospace and defense, but other industries as well. We have tremendous speakers and papers that are presented during the conference, and there's something for everybody. Encore also was one of our sponsors last year as well, financially as well as support. I think Encore last year provided about 30 engineers from Encore last year, and we anticipate them being a major part of the Metricon this year, and they heavily attended our power and energy systems track. That was the track that mostly attracted the Encore people. So any and everybody professionally they want to improve on a continuing education. We do provide continuing education credits and certificates for people that like a professional engineer or need continuing education credits. We provide this as well as PDUs, professional development units, if people request. We do have a website also, is www.metricon.org. If you want information about Metricon, and I advise the listening community to go to that website to look at and keep up to abreast of what's going on with the 2013 Metricon.
Well, the course this is produced by IEEE, the International or the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, of which I know that you've been a long member of IEEE. But what is the final purpose when the conference is over? What is everybody going to say they've accomplished? To manage to network with each other and learn new ideas about electrical engineering in the aeronautics field, or what is it that you really hope to accomplish for this 26th year now of Metricon?
Yeah, you know, our theme is innovation for society. So we put on a conference that is for the totality of the engineering community. What people typically from the feedback we've gotten have walked away with is very informative, glad I attended, very good entertaining speakers, exhibits were nice. The launching keynote was exceptional. Would you attend again? Majority of people, 90%+, indicate they would attend the conference again. A lot of good information. One of our three most popular tracks are the developing and deploying secure systems. We brought that track in about 4 years ago, and it's been one of our popular ones. And it's geared toward people that have an interest in information technology and cyber security. One of the speakers last year was from, we had the vice president from Lockheed Martin is over that department, the cyber security department, and he gave a very good paper in that area. Our other tracks, two popular tracks, most popular tracks and heavily attended, are the emerging technologies and our system and software track. In the emerging technology track, we talk about how papers presented on the various different type of technologies that are already existing that somebody may be improve upon, or something that is in development. And that has been a really good track for us as far as attendance. And the other one is the systems engineering software track, where a lot of people have an interest in very different techniques of what's going on, the latest development in system engineering and software. And that has been one of the three top tracks that we have. All other tracks are good as well, but they get about two-thirds of the attendance we get for our top three. So we continue to retain that. One of our newer tracks that we had last year was the Cutting Edge Technology track, and that track is geared toward people that are exploring the development of new idea or innovation, something that they would like to see patent or something that they like to bring to the market. Those type papers were very, very interesting. The things that we saw last year involved the biomedical community in terms of robotics and the things that's on the cutting edge for that type of technology, things that help people with disability and rehab, and those type of things were very popular papers last year, and we expect to have even more popular papers this year. One of the papers that has been submitted for ASHRAC has to do with geothermal technology.
Really?
And we are considering that paper as being one of our papers that will be presented on this year.
Geothermal.
And a host of other papers that that we hope to attract as well.
Oh, wow. Now, Tim, tell me again, when is this conference going to be held? And did you tell me it's more than one day, isn't it?
No, this conference right now is, we're thinking about expanding it, but right now it's just for one full day.
Yeah.
It's scheduled for October the 9th at the Arlington Convention Center. It starts, registration typically starts at 7 a.m. We start a plenary session at 7:30, and the track starts at 8, track session starts at 8:30. So right now, we are at one day, but our future and the goal is to go to one and a half to possibly 2 days. But at the present moment, it's just a one full day of conference that's going on at this time.
It's pretty incredible that you can cram all this stuff into one day. I'm just enormously impressed by it. And I guess you said something about Merrill Lynch being one of the sponsors. So apparently you reach out to a lot of different people in the community, and you're open for sponsorship by any legitimate organization that might have some sort of ties to the electrical and aeronautics industry. Is that right?
That's true. Well, even more than that, we also are open to any type of person that has a small business that want to, and particularly if they want to have an exhibit space, we're open to them if they are up and coming or established small business and they want opportunities for professionals to come and look at and view their products. It's an opportunity for small business as well as larger industries like Lockheed Martin, BAE Systems, Bell, Helicopter, and so forth. So we're open to anybody as far as sponsorship that wants to contribute and be part of the Metricon experience. We have plenty of exhibit space to accommodate both the local larger industries, medium-sized industry, as well as small businesses that we're looking for to try to get their foot in the door at some of the larger industries. So it's definitely an opportunity for a small business to get exposure to the bigger industry like Lockheed, BAE Systems, and Bell Helicopter if they come and also participate and be part of the Metricon experience. So we're open to anybody in the industry size-wise that want to contribute as a sponsor financially to IEEE Metricon.
Yeah, and with the Arlington Convention Center, you certainly do have a good deal of space. That's a beautiful, wonderful facility. I've been there on many occasions. And, of course, a lot of the people that are attending the conference are local, so I could see where a local business that is looking to attract a sophisticated or at least a knowledgeable audience, this could be a really good place to come and get exposure.
That is absolutely correct. And it's affords a lot of activity professionally to even come and network. And even if a small business was even thinking about participate maybe at a future. They could even come and register as an individual, come look and see and be able to observe and expose themselves that way as well. If they would not come in as a financial sponsor, we'd be glad to have them register online or come in on site and register and be part of the Metricon experience, just to observe and see what goes on and see what opportunities there may be to avail themselves from just networking with the many various different professionals and larger local industries that, you know, have exhibits at the conference.
Well, 26 years, Tim, that's quite an accomplishment for Metricon, and having it at the Arlington Convention Center so that people in Dallas and Fort Worth can come and enjoy it, and then you get people from even outside the state and maybe even outside the country that come, and I can see where you're going to need to expand one of these days to go more than just one day. And I thank you a whole lot for being with us. What have we missed? What did we need to talk about that I forgot to ask you?
Well, your listening audience, I would like to take this opportunity to invite them to come and participate either as a registrant, as a participant, or if they're interested in presenting a paper. We accept abstracts. We still accept abstracts and biographies for people that are interested in presenting a paper and getting exposure to various different technical professionals. We extend the invitation in that area, either from the industry or academic community, small business. We welcome the opportunity for them to participate this year. We are expanding and growing organization. It is hosted by the IEEE Fort Worth section, and of which I'm the chair of that as well as serving over the past 6 years as the chair for IEEE Metricon. Our anticipation is that the conference will get bigger and bigger and probably expand to a day and a half and 2 days at some future point in time. We just would like the local community to rally behind us. We do and have gotten endorsement from the local mayor in Arlington as well as the Arlington Chamber of Commerce. And we certainly appreciate that for them being so gracious and hosting the event in their city, and the mayor for allowing us the opportunity. The mayor has last year presented a letter, and we put it on our website. And this year he's going to present a letter as well, welcoming all of the attendees. And the Arlington Convention Center has been a very good host, as well as our previous host, the Arlington Sheraton, and providing the right amount of facilities. We have plenty of parking, so parking is not a problem. And so we can accommodate 500-plus people, and the Arlington Convention Center is large enough to accommodate 500-plus people as well. So over the next 10 years, we hope to go from a 500 attendee or participant to 1,000 or more. So it's nothing but good things that can happen from all of this. We just welcome everybody to come out, whether you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, in the state of Texas, outside the state of Texas, even abroad, if you want to come out and have a wonderful experience among technical professionals, listening at some real good technical information being disseminated and papers being presented. This will afford you the opportunity to do that. And registration fee is at a reasonable price. We have not had a price, significant price increase over the last 26 years. Our price registration has pretty much remained pretty flat, about the same over the 26-year period. So you can see you get a whole lot for bang for your buck, if you will, for attending this conference. So it's a great and tremendous opportunity to network. Continuous education units, professional development units can be acquired as well. We have a great staff, a great committee that's helping and assisting putting it together, along with the IEEE Fort Worth session. We also invite the student volunteers.
Well, Tim, I'm glad you mentioned the educational units, and I want to ask you about the student involvement too, right after we get back from the break. Okay, as we walk to the break at the half hour,
We're going to pause at the door of the Den of Strangers, where we keep locked away all of the wisdom of mankind. Who in the Den of Strangers will we meet today?
George Santayana. Life is not a spectacle or feast. It is a predicament.